Would you like to see the percentage of 5-on-5 goals increase, and what's needed to get that done?
Yeah, I think you're always looking to produce more 5-on-5. I think for us, more recent, I don't think we've scored as many 5-on-5 goals as we would like. I think for us, it's always kind of comes back to getting to the net and creating second and third chances. I feel that we haven't been as good doing that, especially more recently. So that's something that we've talked about and that we're working at. And it's something that can certainly help us if we score more 5-on-5.
Rich, go ahead.
Jay, the obvious question, one versus number two, it's never happened before. Just talk about the magnitude of this series coming up.
Yeah, actually, you know, hearing that, I was a little bit surprised. I figured in the history of these two programs that had to be the case at some point. It's kind of surprising that it never has been one and two. So regardless of the one and two, I think this rivalry is always a lot of fun to be part of. You know, this year, you know, the stakes are a little higher because of the one and two ranking. I think you have a lot of players on these rosters that are high end talent that are going to have long careers after playing at these schools. So I think that amplifies it even more. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's great, I think, for college hockey, especially all of college hockey, but also in New England. I think it, you know, there's a buzz around it. I think it's great for younger kids that are playing youth hockey to see this rivalry strong. So it's a lot of fun.
We'll go to Scott.
Hey, Jay, you mentioned the talent on your roster and BC's. It's one thing to have that collection of talents, another to get them playing like a team. How have you seen your team growing over the course of this season?
Yeah, I think our guys have come together nicely. We started the year with, including transfers, I think there was 13 new players on our, more than half our team. So we were fortunate to have, you know, the rest of the guys back that played important roles in our team last year and understand how we want to play, how we want to act on the ice, off the ice. And the new guys bought in right away. And our talented guys, you know, we have a lot of talent and they're good people and they want to win. And they understand you have to sacrifice certain things to win. And our group's done a good job with that.
Bell, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Ryan Green missed the third period in Vermont. Is he ready to go this weekend for both games?
He's ready to go tomorrow. So that's I'm happy about that. He practiced today. So he'll be in the lineup tomorrow night. Yeah, he probably could have finished the game. But just with all the games we have coming up, we just thought it was smart to hold him out of the third period and, you know, get a little bit of rest and get recovered for this weekend. And he's ready to go.
Gracie, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. Obviously, you've been pretty vocal every week about how you're still looking for a full 60-minute effort. Obviously, that will be important this weekend. Just what have you said in practice to make sure that happens?
Yeah, it's been a message to our group really for a while now. And our guys are aware of it as well. Like we still, I think even our guys feel like we can, you know, put together more complete games. We've just over the course of the year, just haven't found a way to just play a 60-minute game. And listen, there's going to be times in games where the other team's pushing, you're going to be, you know, back on your heels a little bit, but I just feel like we've kind of, you know, shot ourselves in the foot a little bit with the way we've played in some of these games, even though we still won. So we're still looking for that consistency over the course of 60 minutes. And, you know, we're still looking to grow as a team.
Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. You were captain when you played in this game. Was there a specific moment you remember as kind of like your introduction to this rivalry, like a moment to where you knew that this game was different?
I think just the first time you play BC, I can't remember one particular one. I think we did play them my freshman year in the Bean Pot. And that, you know, really you recognize how important the rivalry is. And especially when it's, you know, at that level at the Bean Pot, that's what I remember. You know, I was very fortunate when I was here that for whatever reason, BC was down a little bit. So I had a lot of success against them. So I was on the mostly the winning end of the rivalry back then.
Rick, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, since both teams have potent power plays, what are you emphasizing for avoiding unnecessary penalties while still applying the right amount of grit?
Yeah, we've talked about it. We're a team that's been penalized too often, and, you know, our discipline certainly has to be better. And you're asking for trouble if you're going to spend the night in the box against this team. Their power play is excellent. So, you know, we want to make sure we're playing hard and we're competing, but we just got to be a little smarter at times. I think that's the big thing for our group. And, you know, where you take the penalties too. If sometimes it's good penalties, and there's times when you're 200 feet from your net taking penalties, that that's something that we got to fix, and we've talked about it and we're continuing to address it.
Rich, go ahead.
Coach, Macklin doesn't seem to hit any kind of a rookie wall, freshman wall, or any, you know, fall off from Jubril Juniors. What's been the secret to his consistency?
I think it's his preparation. It's his preparation. He's prepared. He trains really hard in the off season, trains hard throughout the season. He's prepared for this grind. That's kind of how he is and how he does things. So I think that's a big reason why. I think with him too, even if he is in a little bit of a rut, you might not even recognize it because he competes so hard all the time, and he's productive.
Thank you.
Bell, go ahead.
Saw in practice Jack Hughes on the second line wing. Just what was the decision to move him not only from center but third line too?
We're always kind of tinkering with the lines. Nick Zabinee has been on the wing for a while. I've liked him at center in the past. You know, we're just trying different things. Sometimes it depends on matchups. There's no real reason other than the fact that I wanted to see Zabinee in the middle of the ice again. Hughes played wing earlier in the season. You know, maybe we'll take a look at him there. We haven't made any final decision on the lines. Ryan Green practiced today. He skated yesterday, but didn't practice. So we've kind of been juggling the lines the last few days.
Scott, go ahead.
What are the biggest challenges that BC presents, and are there similarities or differences stylistically from your team?
I think there's some similarities. I think their transition game is really good. I think, you know, you have to be careful. They, you know, you think you'll have an advantage whether you're, you know, having some zone time in the offensive zone, and then all of a sudden, you know, you turn a puck over and they're gone. Like, they're very good at it. So that's something that we have to be aware of. But, you know, they got a lot of talent too. You can't make many mistakes. It just seems like you make a mistake against them, you're just asking for trouble. So that's something that, you know, the puck management piece for us is going to be very important.
Gracie, go ahead.
Solid Chance was back down on the fourth line with Grimes and Stevens. They've played against some of the top lines in college hockey this season. Just how do you think they can handle BC's top players?
Yeah, I like to play four lines when we can and use our whole roster. And I like to feel comfortable that we can use any line against anyone. I think we've done that in the past, and we're going to try to continue to do that. I think for us, sometimes it's more about our D matchups against some of the lines. I'm pretty comfortable with all our lines against anyone.
And then we'll close things out with Bell.
Coach, just for you personally, how much fun is it to be in these series, coach these series after coming back to BU, obviously playing here?
That's a lot of fun. The rivalry is great. I wish I was playing, to be honest with you. It's a lot more nerve-wracking as a coach and as a player. So I wish I was part of it as a player right now. These guys, I know they're looking forward to it. And, you know, clearly there's a lot of hype around it. And these guys are excited for it. So I wish I was playing. That'd be a lot easier on my nerves, that's for sure.